Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6:30 in the morning London time on Monday, the 9th of June. Media coverage of the events in Los Angeles over the weekend has been intense. US President Trump has deployed the National Guard against the opposition of local authorities and has threatened to send regular troops in to oppose protests. A situation like this does have the potential to influence financial markets and the economy. However, it is very important to understand the perspective that is likely to be applied. Domestic US views are, of course, polarized by politics. Domestic investors' reactions are likely to be strongly influenced by which cable news network they follow. Social media echo chambers, which have, for instance, posted photographs of other long past events purporting to be real time, inflame the potential division. But it is also important to recognize that international investors' reactions are likely to differ from those of US investors. International investors have less of the acute polarization that exists within the United States. However, their perspective is likely to be shaped by the prism of their own experiences. Thus, the risks international investors perceive around protest, civil unrest, militarization, and secession will reflect the world outside the United States, as well as the current events within it. Three broad areas of investor concern might be identified. First, there are questions about the effectiveness of the US federal system. Already, there were tensions over funding and tax payments between California and the federal government. This may be a low probability risk seen within the United States, but not necessarily when seen outside. For instance, international investors' concerns meant the UK's Scottish independence referendum had implications for the risk premium ascribed to both sterling and the gilt market. Second, international investors care very much about the rule of law, and this is especially true for a reserve currency. If there are questions about the rule of law, even in areas unrelated to property ownership, investors may well react. Third, the US as a destination may be brought into question, either as a tourist destination or, less likely but still possible, as a direct investment destination. Already, the number of tourists visiting the United States has been reduced, as international media have reported on the detention of foreign visitors. Whether because of fear of protests or fear of the authorities, the tourism business is clearly vulnerable. In context, foreign tourist receipts were about twice the size of the US steel industry last year. In terms of economic data, China showed a sharp decline in exports to the United States during May. This directly reflects the imposition of trade taxes, but it may also reflect front-running, whereby US firms stocked up in anticipation of their being hurt by Trump's trade taxes and then subsequently have to import less. In addition, some of this shift in exports to the United States might reflect a diversion of exports via third-party countries, rerouting to avoid trade taxes. However, this is less likely as a driver. In such circumstances, China's data tends to still show the US as the ultimate destination, and it is the US data that doesn't show China as the origin. Hence, China's exports to the United States exceed US imports from China. Inflation data in China was also soft, with producer prices weaker than expected. However, there are trade talks in London between China and the United States today, and that has given markets some hope that this period of disruption may be contained. Elsewhere on the data calendar, the United States offers the New York Fed's inflation expectations data. This is a survey of consumer expectations and is therefore not likely to bear much resemblance to reality, and will of course also be distorted by partisan bias. Japan's final first quarter GDP data was unrevised as to the headline, but the composition was perhaps a little weaker, with inventory accumulation playing more of a role in driving growth. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland. Its subsidiaries, or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.